Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Jewelry turns into fire. Hazrat Asma radiallahu anha narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, any woman who wears a gold necklace around her neck shall be made to wear a similar necklace of fire around her neck on the day of Qiyamah. And any woman who puts a gold earring in her ear shall have a similar ring of fire put in her ear. This hadith is for those women who do not pay zakat on their jewelry. Asma radiallahu anha says, I visited Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with my aunt, and both of us were wearing gold bracelets on our hands. Rasulullah ﷺ asked, do you pay zakat on your bracelets? And we replied, no. He said, aren't you afraid of having bracelets of fire put on you by Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah? Do pay zakat on them. The hadith clearly states that women shall be made to wear fire on the day of Qiyamah if they have not paid zakat on their jewelry. Muslim women should be very careful about paying zakat. Otherwise their jewelry will become the blazing flames of Jahannam and punish their bodies on the day of Qiyamah. Asma radiallahu anha did not pay zakat on the bracelets because maybe at that time she did not know that she had to pay zakat on them. Aisha radiallahu anha says, once when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to my house, I was wearing two thin bracelets of silver on my hand. He asked, what is this, Aisha? I said, I'm wearing these two bracelets to make myself beautiful for you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, do you pay zakat on them? I replied, no. He said, this is enough to take you to the fire of Jahannam. A woman came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with her daughter who wore heavy gold bangles on her hands. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked her, do you pay zakat on them? She replied, no. He then said, will you be glad to have Allah Ta'ala put two bangles of fire on your hands on the day of Qiyamah? Hearing this, she placed the bangles in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, I've given these away for the sake of Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This one announcement, reports have come that the Jews are mercilessly bombing the city of Jenin in Palestine. And the aim is to drive the inhabitants out of the city. So currently they're going under much hardship. Just for everybody to make dua in their own time, the Hajj time especially. As Allah Ta'ala Fafiyat.